Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience in holding. We now have our guests in conference. Please be aware, each of your lines is in a listen-only mode. After our opening statement, we'll open the floor for your questions, and at that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you'd like to ask an audio question. It is now my pleasure to introduce Mr. Lucas Barrett. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks, David. Good afternoon and welcome to everyone to the Scouting Bureau Media Conference Call. Today, we are fortunate to have three prospects to discuss their current ranking in the Scouting Bureau in advance to the April 30th CFL Draft. On the line today, we have the number 5th-ranked player, wide receiver from University of Virginia, Dejon Brissett. We also have Brown University defensive lineman, Michael Hoyt, who made the largest jump in the ranking from unranked to the 6th ranking. And finally, we have the highest-rated defensive back on the list, Marc-Antoine Decroix from University of Montreal. We're going to go straight to questions from the phone line. When asking a question, please notify the player or players you would like to answer the question. Thank you, David. I think we're ready to set the question portion of the call.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, the floor is open for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press star one now. Again, press star one, and please note you'll hear an audio prompt when your line is open. And we are opening our first questioner's line now.
Hi, Dan Ross of Canadian Press. I'd like to ask Michael what your thoughts are about making the biggest jump onto this list, going from unranked to cracking the top 10.
Sure. You know, it's been a really cool process, especially, you know, coming out of Brown and, you know, I grew up in Ohio, so I wasn't really on a lot of the Canadian radars as far as scouting in that regard. So, you know, just that put that pro day out there and, you know, having some reporters pick it up and start to build up some of that, you know, hype, you know, it's good. You know, it's been a fun process to sort of gather this attention, and I've enjoyed a lot of it.
Michael, were you surprised that it took this long, or that were you surprised to see your name on the list finally?
I mean, personally, I'm probably surprised it took this long just because I knew I was going to test well, but obviously it's difficult with the CFL Combine getting canceled. And my pro day getting canceled and, you know, everybody's in that scramble to get their name in front of scouts. So, you know what, I knew it was going to happen eventually. And so I was just, you know, making sure I was prepared, making sure I was ready. And then, you know, here we are.
Thank you.
Thank you. We are opening our next questioner's line now.
Hi, it's Dave Rowe from 770CHQR. Congratulations to all of you. I guess, Michael, I'll start with you if all three of you would like to take this one, but how challenging has it been to market yourselves in the absence of the CFL Combine?
You know, so the way I've been sort of thinking about it is football's, you know, a sport of adversity, and, you know, whether it is you get an injury, cut from a team, you know, one of a million things happens to you. You know, you just got to learn how to change and respond to it. So for this, you know, it's obviously nothing we can control. And so when it started to look like things were going to be shutting down, you know, the next best thing was to make that sort of virtual pro day video, you know, make it as accurate as possible. And then, you know, I relied heavy on my agent, Jim Ulrich, for, you know, really pushing things out there and, you know, doing his job. And he's done, you know, a really good job about, you know, getting everything out there, pushing in front of scouts, and, you know, that ultimately has led me to where I am now. So I can't thank him enough, and, you know, just it's another way you got to respond to it.
Marc-Antoine, would you like to comment on that, and then followed by Dejon?
Yeah, well, for me, it's a bit different from those guys. I was lucky enough to have a pro day on the March 9th, so this pro day actually helped me to, you know, put some numbers, which a lot of guys would have loved to have. And, you know, I can understand that I got some player and teammates that didn't have the opportunity to compete on the, at the combine. So it's a bit different, but at the end of the day, I mean, combine, no combine, you know, you're mostly a football player, so it's the tape that speak for yourself. And if I think you have a good tape, then, you know, you're in a good business. But I'm in a different situation, I think, than the majority of this CFL prospect.
And Dejon?
Yeah, kind of the same thing that those guys were saying. It's, you know, a bit challenging with the whole COVID-19 thing, but I was able to, you know, my agent was working hard to get the numbers out for my pro day training. We didn't quite get video of that, but we were able to, you know, get those numbers out. And just like Mark Atron was saying, you know, focusing on the film, my Richmond film, been getting that out, my career highlights, getting that out as much as possible. I didn't get to do a pro day, but, you know, I've been sending out my film. So that's kind of how the marketing has been for me.
And just to follow up again with all three of you, if I could, the interview process with the team is never a lot of fun at the best of times. Was it pretty strange having to do that in sort of a virtual format?
You know, I think it, you know, the learning curve wasn't that bad just because I think a lot of us are taking, you know, finishing up our classes via online and Zoom. So as far as like, you know, figuring out exactly how it's all going to work, it's basically like class at this point. And then, you know, all the guys that I've interviewed, you know, they're good people. You know, it's, you know, having a good conversation with them and, you know, trying to show your true self and, you know, if they like you and what they draft you, what they're going to get.
Yeah, sure. It's definitely different. It's it can be quite strange at first, but, you know, like you said, we're used to being technology and, you know, taking class on Zoom. So it's just getting used to a new kind of way of talking to people. And actually, you can see where some of the coaching staff live in their home. So it can be cool, I guess.
Yeah, I would agree. Working on Zoom, it's been interesting for sure doing these meetings. I wouldn't say it's like weird or anything, but it's definitely been new and something I've done before and for academic reasons and just meetings in general. So, you know, it wasn't too much of a change.
Thanks, guys. Good luck to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're opening our next questioner's line now.
It's Dan Barnes from Post Media. This is for Michael. Do you believe that there's sort of bias, perhaps, in the minds of some teams when it comes to high academic achievers headed into a draft, and do you feel the need to assure that these teams that you're in football for the long haul?
Yeah, you know, and I think that's definitely in a lot of people's minds, but, you know, I want to do what I love, and that's, you know, that's the most important thing that I've learned at school is, you know, you want to do what you love and keep pursuing it, and football is one of those sports that, you know, you can only play for a very short period of time. As soon as somebody tells you, you can't play anymore. That's it. You know, there's no men's rec league football. And so, you know, I want to continue to play until, you know, somebody tells me I can't. And when that day, you know, ultimately comes, then, you know, I can go and do something else. But for now, I want to go live out that dream, you know, be a professional football player, and have a lot of fun doing it.
Did you get those kind of questions in the interview process?
Yeah. I think a lot of, teams wanted to make sure that, you know, where my head was with it. And so, you know, they would ask and I would, you know, reassure them that, you know, my mind right now is focused on football. It's what I want to do. You know, I don't have any necessarily long-term plans to, you know, play and then get out immediately. So, you know, I want to be in, I want to play. I want to have a great career. And, you know, there's lots of, you know, life long, so there's a lot of time to go do something else afterwards.
One last one. I read somewhere that you were tutoring several students in calculus, but you also have an interest in finance. So whenever somebody tells you you can't play football anymore, is it finance or teaching?
You know, at one point I thought it was going to be finance, and, you know, before professional football was kind of on the horizon, that was the route I thought I was going to go down. And I think that's a good backing, especially for later in life, if that's something I want to choose to do. But I think just the, you know, the good skills of, you know, being with my teammates and, you know, helping them through it. And, you know, Brown had a really good support community within our academic program. And, you know, I was, you know, happy to be a part of that. So I can't say exactly what, you know, my plans are to do after football, but I can tell you right now it's all football.
Great. Thanks very much, Michael.
Thank you.
Thank you. We are opening our next questioner's line now.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. This is Frédéric Day from La Presse Canadienne in Montreal, and since my question is for Marc-Antoine, I'll ask it in French, if you don't mind. Marc-Antoine, tu as eu plusieurs discussions avec des équipes de la NFL. Je disais ce matin qu'il semble y avoir de l'intérêt de 5 à 10 équipes peut-être. Tu pourrais être choisi au repêchage de la NFL. Est-ce que ça, c'est un sujet qui a été abordé par les équipes de la CFL quand tu les as rencontrer virtuellement, puis est-ce que tu sens que ton rang de sélection au repêchage de la LCF pourrait glisser en raison de l'intérêt des équipes de la NFL?
Non, c'est sûr que c'est quelque chose que j'ai mentionné aux équipes de la CFL qui m'ont interviewé, puis c'est quelque chose que j'en cache pas. Ils sont tous au courant qu'en ce moment, j'essaie d'aller faire cette ligue-là. Et avec mon rang, c'est de voir comment le draft de la NFL ensuite. Parce que tu ne sais jamais qu'est-ce qui peut s'arriver. C'est des équipes qui peuvent dire qu'ils ont de l'intérêt, mais c'est pas vendu tant que tu n'as pas signé le contrat. Fait que c'est de voir qu'est-ce qu'il y en a. C'est un peu trop tôt pour te dire si mon rang va descendre. C'est à voir cette journée-là quand on va arriver. La suite des choses, puis le contrat que si heureusement je signe un contrat, le contrat que j'aurais signé avec quelle équipe. Donc, c'est bien un facteur que je pourrais pas te dire tout de suite.
OK, écoute, peut-être un suivi là-dessus. En raison de la situation et des calendriers des deux ligues, la CFL présentement s'est retardée. La NFL, pour l'instant, tout semble vouloir se passer comme ça devrait se passer. Est-ce que tu penses que ça pourrait t'aider dans le sens où si la Ligue canadienne commence ses activités plus tard, ça te donnerait le temps de faire peut-être le camp d'une équipe de la NFL puis de rien manquer dans CFL, en guillemets, si jamais ça fonctionnait pas au sud de la frontière?
C'est sûr que vu que c'était retardé, oui, comme tu dis, si malheureusement ça marche pas avec la NFL, c'est un avantage. C'est intéressant de ne pas avoir perdu un camp d'entraînement avec une équipe de CFL. Donc oui, ça serait intéressant, mais c'est pas mon état d'esprit en ce moment. C'est beaucoup plus je vais essayer de faire une équipe NFL. Puis c'est mon focus que j'ai en ce moment.
Merci beaucoup. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We are opening our next questioner's line now.
Hey guys, it's Ben Fisher from TSN.ca. This is a question for Dijon. Dijon, any preference on landing spot in the CFL? Partly because you grew up in Mississauga, but also with your younger brother, O'Shea, part of the Raptors franchise. Would it kind of be cool to play close to him?
Yeah, definitely. I haven't lived with my brother for a long time, so you know, we definitely talked about getting somewhere, getting a place to live together if I were to land in Toronto. But at the same time, I've been away from home for a long time, so there's really no preference for me on where I end up. I've been in Virginia, you know, the past 5 years, and I was in Illinois before that. So, you know, I really have no preference on where I play, but playing in Toronto would be pretty cool, especially because my family's here, you know, and my brother's plays for the Raptors, so that would definitely be an interesting story.
And if you could just maybe give a glimpse of you two growing up, two brothers kind of joining professional sports soon, were you always playing sports growing up, and was it football or was it basketball or a little bit of everything?
Yeah, it was a little bit of everything. You know, basketball was our main love, though, for sure. I did track. I played volleyball in middle school. We both played soccer in house league. But, you know, basketball was the main thing. It's when I went away to high school in Illinois, I came back, you know, for summer break, and all of a sudden my brother was taller than me, and his basketball career took off, and I kind of veered off to football. So, but, yeah, definitely growing up, man, that's all we ever did.
Awesome. Thanks a lot. Good luck.
No doubt. Thank you.
Thank you. Opening our next questioner's line now.
Salut Marc-Antoine, c'est Éric Leblanc de RDS. J'aurais une question en français aussi pour toi. Pour les joueurs qui sont issus du football universitaire canadien, quand vous obtenez une chance dans la NFL, c'est très important de profiter des mini-camps, des premières journées du camp d'entraînement. Comment tu réagis au fait qu'il pourrait y avoir des étapes là, qui pourraient être annulées dans le processus de la NFL? Puis est-ce que tu penses là, que tous les atouts pour être capable de leur démontrer rapidement que tu as ta place dans ce grand circuit-là?
C'est sûr que si, avec la situation, ce COVID se poursuit, ça a l'air que les camps de bookie-camp qu'on dit, ça a l'air que ça se peut que ça soit annulé, reporté d'une façon. Donc ça, c'est quelque chose que faudra s'adapter. Puis je pense que le plus important, c'est que tu continues à faire le travail, puis tu continues à avancer de ton propre côté, que ce soit que tu appelles ton coach de position ou que tu fasses des vidéos sur ton propre temps. Il ne faut pas que tu restes immobile face à cette situation-là. Fait que moi, j'arrive avec le mindset que peu importe ce qui se passe, peu importe l'objectif ou le défi devant moi, je vais continuer à pousser vers l'avant. Puis il faut trouver des moyens. Puis ça arrive que c'est sûr que n'importe qui va vivre ce draft-ci avec le Cameroun, on va tout être dans la même situation. Fait que c'est savoir qui peut s'adapter le mieux. Puis peut-être ta deuxième question, c'est pas toi?
Ben, si tu pensais que tu avais vraiment tous les atouts pour leur démontrer que tu as ta place là, assez rapidement.
Ben, moi, je pense définitivement que oui. C'est une des raisons pourquoi j'essaie cette ligue-là. J'ai un niveau athlétiquement, j'ai montré que j'avais ma place dans cette ligue-là, mon pro-D. Là, c'est leur montrer que je suis capable de comprendre le nouveau système rapidement et que je peux être utile à leur équipe. En fond, c'est pas à moi à me convaincre. Moi, je sais qu'est-ce que je suis capable de faire. En fond, c'est aux équipes que je dois convaincre que je suis capable de le faire.
Merci.
Merci à toi.
Thank you. We're opening our next questioner's line now.
Hi, Michael. Dan Ruff again. I'm curious to find out how long has the CSL been on your radar?
So I declared for the CFL draft, I believe, back in November. And, you know, once I decided that professional football was the career I wanted to go down, I was opening up all avenues. And, you know, it's definitely something that, you know, if it allows me to keep playing football, then, you know, I would love and jump at the chance to do it.
There's some nuances, obviously, to Canadian football that you might not be fully aware of. And I'm wondering how you think you could adjust to three downs, a yard off the ball, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, so during my time at Brown, you know, we had a lot of coaching turnover. And so in my 4 years, I played in three different defenses. And every D-line coach that I had, you know, teaches the scheme a little differently, teaches the footwork and, you know, some of the smaller details. So for me, that's not something that, you know, I'm overly stressed about just because, you know, I've been able to learn different schemes and different defenses. And, you know, so making the transition and changing up the timing, I feel like I'll be, you know, pretty adaptable and pretty coachable in that regard.
Terrific. Thank you again.
Thanks.
Thank you. Again, to ask a question, press star one. Opening our next questioner's line now.
This is for Dejan. It's Dan Barnes from Post Media again. Dejan, did you get any advice on the draft process from your brother who went through it, but he signed as a free agent afterwards? Did he have any, you know, words about patience or whatever, any lesson?
Yeah, I mean, his process was, it didn't go the way he wanted it to go. He was expecting to be drafted at least in the second round, and it didn't really work out. So his thing was just always, you know, stay positive, stay hopeful, and, you know, whatever happens is supposed to happen. And that's kind of been helping me throughout the whole entire process. And that, you know, that's kind of really the only thing he was saying, just to stay patient.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Opening our next questioner's line now. Questioner, your line is open. You may need to unmute to ask a question. At this time, we have no other questioners in the conference.
Hi, David. We'll just do one last roll call for any final questions for the three prospects, please. Last opportunity for questions. Dave, are there any more in the queue?
One last one from me again is Dan Barnes of Post Media. Could all three of you gentlemen address your hopes for the NFL draft first?
Sure. So for me, you know, it's taking things one day at a time. And, you know, especially with so much uncertainty going on, you never really exactly know how things are going to shake out. So, you know, for this weekend, I'm going to look into, you know, what options are available to me. And then, you know, that'll help guide my decision going into the CFL draft as well. And so, you know, especially right now, you just want to keep all your options open and whatever makes the most sense for me, when all this is done shaking out and I can see all my available options, you know, I'll choose what makes the most sense for me then.
Well, for me, I'll see how the draft goes, but, as I said, in French, I'm not shy about saying that I'm aiming to make that league. That's what I tell the CFL team. So I'm going to look closely for the draft and see how everything goes. And we will be playing after Saturday. Well, my decision will be pretty future.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think it's definitely an interesting time, an exciting time right now for both leagues. So I'm excited about this weekend, you know, hopeful, and it's just a waiting game right now to see what happens, but definitely keeping all options open for sure.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
At this time, no other questioners in the queue.
Perfect. Thanks, David. First off, I would like to thank the three prospects for joining the call today. Audio from the conference call will be available in the next 15 minutes or so. We'll send out a tweet with the link to where you can get it. And just want to wish everyone the best of luck and stay safe. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our call today. You may disconnect your phone lines, and thank you for joining us today.